What are you laying into me for? What BS?
I'm a little annoyed. You know why.
There's all kinds of reasons you could be annoyed. Hold on. Let me do
There's
the levels.
There's only one.
Do I sound like a robot? Like, does my voice sound weird through the mic? Okay, then these headphones are effing effed. To put it real saucy-like.
I forgot we were live.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you use adult words?
I sound like I'm talking through a fan to sound like Darth Vader through these headphones. It is horrible.
Are you my father?
Shut up.
Are you my papa?
I don't have time for it. Papa, can you hear me?
Hi, okay. Barbara.
Okay, now, why are you pissy? Why are you pissy pants?
What did I tell you, even on the show last week?
You were like, at some point, I want to invite down Andrew and Mandrew. What were the boyfriend and girlfriend?
That's not relevant here.
Hold on.
I said my friend Andy wants to
Andy
do the
and
show,
Mandy, that was it.
And he wanted to do the show that you canceled, that I was like, kept bugging you about.
Which show?
We had talked about this. John, I think your stoner days from high school are haunting you.
I, unlike you, do not keep up with the Mary Janes, so what exactly are we talking about?
I don't either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
So,
You've been 6 days free. 6 days clean.
What? Is this some sort of Sabbath I didn't know about? Anyways, so Andy was going to come do the show again today, and you were like, next time I want to meet these people.
You were like, no, you said, Andy's coming on the show. Which is fine, but ask me first.
I did ask you. I even asked you on the show last week that we did.
Well, that show will be out Monday. This show will be out Thursday. By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement Live. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me is the spirited Arena Davinsky.
Very spirited.
Who's probably wrong about something, because that's what she does as a girl.
I'm about to come across this
console. That is a talent. They can pay you good money for that in certain circles.
Okay. So we need to do some introductions because we are professionals.
We can do introductions. We can do the intros and then we'll sort out what you're mad about.
We just went there.
See, you never formally were like, hey, I want so-and-so to be on the show next week. That's all. I don't want you going out drinking and finding people you think are funny. Like, I'm sure Andy actually is funny. He seems like a good guy. But I can see you S-faced at like 1:30, and you're like, you're real funny. You're going to be on the show tomorrow. And then I'm going to wake up to a text like, hey, this guy Theo, he's going to be on the show. He killed last night while we were about 15 drinks deep.
I'm pretty sure he's a tranny, but we can work that into the show.
That would make him a she. They don't like him when you call him he's, even if they have the work not done yet.
Whatever's in your heart.
All right. You're listening to Papa's Basement. Lord knows why. Don't laugh at the shirt. This
what
was
is
a
on
gift.
Your shirt?
This was a gift.
It's a kitty wearing aviators.
Uh-huh. And what
a super cool kitty, I have to say.
Yes.
And right underneath, it says, check, and then it says, me out. But instead of me and out, it says meow with a T at the end. It's pretty brilliant, I have to admit.
Thank you.
You're such a cat lady.
It was given to me as a gift, and I said, screw it. I'm going to celebrate that. I'm going to wear it. My cats are killing me, actually. I'm becoming less and less in love with my cats as time goes on. The little girl woke me up like she's been pawing at my face previously or farts in my face. And I wake up thinking I crap my pants like an infant because her farts are deathly, even though she's a little kitten. It's really bizarre.
That's awesome.
She woke me up today literally just shoving her muzzle into my open mouth as I was snoring. Like she was trying to crawl inside me and wear me like a suit.
She's like, I want to know where the smell coming out of my butt is really coming from.
Dude, I know what she does with that face. It cleans buttholes. It cleans her brother's butthole. They're very fastidious about cleansing each other.
Have you ever felt a sandpapery small tongue at night?
Oh, she'll
naked?
She'll do my face all the time. I'll wake up to that. Like, and she'll put her paw in my eyeball. And crap like that. It's a wonder I'm not rife with conjunctivitis and like E. coli and whatever else dirty cat paws can give you.
You're covered in cat poo.
I don't know. Like, thank God I have the antibodies to handle it.
You said I was going to smell because I just came from
boxing class.
Well,
I bathe. I didn't do a cardio workout and then not bathe. It's not like my paws or the cat's paws of like raw feces.
Excuse me, I did,
smeared on them like apple butter.
I did baby white bathe. That's a real thing.
That's what hookers do.
That you put on deodorant and perfume.
That's it's what also, hookers do.
It's also what girls who play sports do.
No, the hookers, they do the tighten up to squeeze everything out, and then they roll up the baby wipe like a towel you're going to snap across a kid's ass.
I don't want to know. I'm trying to close my ear
in there.
Headphones.
You just work it like a pipe cleaner. That's what the hookers do.
Ew, John.
What?
Why would you know that?
Baby white bath, it doesn't clear anything. That's all I'm saying. You don't really smell, but I haven't like tried to get a whiff of you either, so I don't know what's doing. I'm sure it's bad,
though. That's this adorable t-shirt.
Well, we got to do the intro.
Yeah, now we got to get on track.
You're as ADD as
me. Now that you want to get on track, we need to get on track.
I'm not ducking from my t-shirt. It's got a cat in shades.
Who gave you that t-shirt?
A friend.
A friend of the show?
A friend of the show, yes. I might have been given a check me out shirt by a friend of the show.
That's awesome.
I like it. I'm going to wear it proud until I wash it once and it shrinks and it like rides above my belly button.
Did you thank your friend?
I did.
Good.
I put it on. I said, hey, check me out. And then we both laughed for 45 minutes.
This is part of my manner training you. Manner breaking.
You act like I defecate in public. I know to say thank you when people give me things. Are you thanking me for the fact? Well, no. We're doing intro. God damn it, we're doing the intro.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
I don't know what you did. I think you just tried to derail me some more. You just tried to undermine me. Why do I bring you here? You do nothing to build me up and everything to take me down.
Are you kidding?
The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you're going to have every episode we've ever done of the radio show. Those are uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. It's also got a bunch of my writing, which I'll be honest, I haven't done in about 2 weeks because it's the new year and I don't give a crap. Like anyone who acts like there's any sort of web traffic during that time, people aren't working. Right, Arena? You have a real job. Did you really work?
I did. Not on Christmas.
Well, not Christmas. And that kind of, but the past few weeks, people really haven't taken it seriously, right? Like, you're kind of in and out of work. Some people are taking off half those days.
Yeah, we've been so, like, we were so not busy that all we did was just, like, go on the internet. So that's why I was like, yeah, we need to do shows.
So
you're ridiculous.
What you're saying is I've misread the situation.
You don't live in the real world, John.
It's great. The real world is a trashy cesspool of hell.
It's actually not that bad.
I don't like it. Don't like it so much. Not that bad. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter because I try to do funny stuff there, and I also promote, again, everything we put out, be it writing or the radio show. That's at Papa's Basement. Arena over here, she's at Girl Knows Sports.
That's right. And I'm rocking sports today.
Oh,
National Sports Bra. Sorry. That's too much.
You just pulled out your jugs on air.
Not really.
If only the camera was working. Don't say not really. You like pulled out a sports bra.
I guess I kind of did. I didn't mean to.
And then you went under your breath, only halfway done here, and then you pulled out your nipples over the top. It was impressive.
This is a PG show.
Since when?
For words, I guess.
Since when? I think we've actually managed to stay on air because they're pretty public about the fact that little kids shouldn't listen from 3 to 4.
Maybe I was inspired for when I met one of my fans on Wednesday.
You met a fan?
Who was that guy? We were walking out after the show. But yes, it was. I don't know. John, why did you just go there? I was leaning
over to touch the laptop for a second. You can't talk for 5 seconds. You're behind a mic.
I can totally talk. You just threw me off. Damn you. You are the master.
Like a teenager seeing his first boob. You're like, bah, duh.
I just saw some boobs. I didn't know what to do.
Bah.
Strip clubs, boobs. I don't know.
I got so much we can talk about. You're lucky I did prep because you waltzed in here at 2:59 unbathed like some sort of French royalty.
Oui, oui.
We got the Redskins. We got discussing the fact that you left pants in my car, even though I don't remember you undressing in my car. So I want to get to the bottom of why pants were in my car and they're yours. By the way, they were perfect for cleaning the salt off of my vehicle.
I'm going to murder you. Those are like $200 jeans.
After they had to do my street. Look at you. Just completely like, don't joke about this. The Holocaust jokes that I make are fine.
Those are fine, but you go to my
jeans.
Those are brand jeans, and those things are
like Wrangler. I wear that brand.
They're called J Brand.
J Brand.
J's. They're my J's. See, if you were hip hop, you would know about the J's.
I'm very hip hop.
Yeah,
I'm like
whatever.
Actual hip hop, like poor get hand me downs from the Salvation Army hip hop. Not stylish hip hop. We got Kim Kardashian making a baby sex with
we already talked about that.
Kanye. No, we touched on it.
Ugh, nobody cares. We didn't.
The world cares.
I got something way better than that.
When she poops that out of her vagina, it'll be held up like baby Simba. That's how much the world cares.
We did already talk about it. You need to start listening to the shows.
No, we did a little bit. Not a lot. We can do so much more. You need to listen to the shows. We recycle about five topics over and over.
I have better stuff than that.
Okay. And finally, we got want to talk about abused celebrities taking their men back, because it's kind of been boggling my mind recently.
What are you, TMZ all of a sudden?
I am. We always do celeb news because it's the only news I really care about.
Listen to what I have.
Okay. That was my entry into the pissing contest.
Let me whip it out now.
After you clear your throat audibly on air. Go.
25-year-old chick dies on a flight from Brazil to Dallas. American Airlines won't release why. I did a little more probing. That flight left at 1:12 in the morning, Brazil time, I'm guessing. I'm not sure. Maybe Dallas time.
Yeah.
And they made an emergency stop in Houston, which is more south than Dallas, which makes sense.
Okay.
That same day, American Airlines files bankruptcy or something. I have to look back into that. I didn't read the story in a couple of days. But the crazy part is 25-year-old chick dies on a flight from Brazil to here.
She's not famous, though, so I can't care. Go on. Let's hear your other ones.
What do you think happened there?
Do you want me to solve these as we go? Are we going to ask me like I'm McGruff?
No, I'm just telling
you. I'll tell you what happened. Are you ready? She went down there. She got their dirt cheap surgery where they inject.
She's from there.
Okay, so still, she's even more into it then and totally acclimated to this practice where they just inject caulk into these chicks' asses, like industrial caulk. And then 2 weeks later, they have an abscess the size of their spinal column, and then they die.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
You're probably right.
Yeah, they're idiots down there. Like, they'll walk into an alley, and it's like, hey, you want to get your jugs evened out? You know how that one's a C and that one's a B? Come here. In goes the stuff that I wouldn't use on a shingle, and they got even jugs.
Guys don't just hit on you, they critique you, and they give you a boob job behind a dumpster.
Exactly. You go to the bar, you flirt with girls, and it's like, you would be a 10 if.
Well, my self-esteem is low, so
no, it's a weird practice down there. They'll have like cosmetic surgery parties, which is about as sanitary as it sounds, and they'll get one of these friggin' witch doctors off the street, more or less. And they fill them with, like, caulk, like, silicon, just loose silicon, though. You know how it's supposed to be in a baggie?
Yeah.
And in this country, if it even starts to leak, it's like, oh, my God, let's do a recall. Down there, it's just you take, like, a turkey baster of silicon, the same stuff you'd fill a Stretch Armstrong with, and then you just pump it into your jugs, your ass, whatever. I mean, I don't fault, I have no issue with the whole, hey, I want to get bigger TNA, that's great. Women should chase that impulse. Yeah, do it safely.
Ladies, please do some research on this.
Don't do it with someone I wouldn't trust to fry a chicken for me. Who's putting incisions in your body.
I was like really considering now getting the Kim Kardashian, as you described on a previous episode.
What, where you get your ass lipoed and it's just...
No,
I'm sorry,
you get the midsection lipo.
Midsection lipo,
and then I guess since I'm a white girl, you said I have to put in my boob.
Yeah, well, she is too, but she just knows what she wants to appeal to.
Dr. John, WebMD with Dr. John.
Yes, Kim Kardashian obviously has had lipo through the waist and just got it kind of indiscriminately pumped into her ass, and that's why her ass, if you look at it, kind of like trails down the back of her thigh almost. There's no like pleasant
it's
definition
crazy.
Line.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's not a good ass. And I like a nice big ass, but I like them real.
Wow. I've had friends with like real badonkadongs like that, but I guess they don't look as good without clothes because they're real. So I've never really seen their ass.
Hers doesn't look good at all. Well, I don't know if there's ever been like a naked dead on of her ass, because I've seen the Ray J tape once or twice. By the way, she looks like crap in the set.
Once or twice? Who are you lying to?
No, it's so boring. I watched it once or twice. You watch it once and you're like, God, why didn't that get the job done?
What was
you
she look like at in it bed? Again.
She just kind of sits there and it's just like, yeah, and takes it. Like, she certainly
does. Does she look hot while she's doing it?
She looks amazing. Okay. And, like, unfortunately, that's a lot to, as far as being good in bed is, 50% is just look good.
You know? I feel like Ray J is one of those guys that needs a girl to like, he needs her to like look good, and he needs to be like, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm
Ray J. No, there are some guys who like at 2 a.m. are like, whatever, any port in a storm. I do not want to have to tie a bandana around my eyes like I'm facing the firing squad.
On a regular basis.
Yeah. That's,
especially on film.
It's not exactly. You want someone, you look down and you're like, I'm getting this. Go me. Like, you want to pump up your own
ego. High five yourself real quick.
She's like, why are you applauding? And you're like, it's a self high five, you dumb bitch.
Have you ever high fived someone you're banging, like while you're banging?
No.
I have. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I would only do it like if I was Eiffel Towering a girl, and then it'd just be hilarious. Because then you do the double high five.
Oh. What's an Eiffel Tower? Isn't that when you and another guy are...
You're occupying other ends of the same beachhead. What? Advancing towards a common goal in the middle. Pretty much the girl's on all fours, and one guy is tending to the front, and one's tending to the back, and then you put your hands up.
Like how every...
Like you're going, hooray for America!
Every three-way movie starts.
I suppose. I watch the good three-ways. The girl, girl, boy. Not the real three-ways that happen. Where it's just some slut who's like, I'll take you and you.
Another one. Girl, girl, girl.
Well, that's Heaven's three-way. I've heard of those happening, but obviously I've never been part of them.
What you get if you're
I never did like investigative reporting like Black Like Me or whatever and just tucked it for a week and tried to score three, you know, a GGG threesome, as we call them in the biz.
So why don't we start this off, because
we've done 17 minutes of show, we haven't filled it with nothingness.
Wait, I thought I just got here.
It's like having a 10-year-old and you turn to your spouse, you're like, all right, let's start raising this little bastard. It's done. You've done everything already. We're already a third of the way through.
Yes.
I know. It's easy, isn't it? We just talk and have fun, and then we check out after an hour, and then I get to watch Cincinnati hopefully beat Houston. I don't like Houston so much, just by their proximity to Dallas.
Yeah, you were really like excited about these games, and I was like, why are you so excited?
These are the two best weekends of the year. When you have, in the NFL, a playoff game at, I believe, I know this off the top of my head, I want to say I'm pretty close to this, 4:30 on Saturday, 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday at 1, Sunday at 4:30.
You did a very good job. That's exactly how it's going to go down.
Nice. This weekend and next weekend, you have that schedule. Four games you don't want to miss. I get bed sores. I just eat crap. I don't care. Just any excuse to eat poorly. You know me. I'll take whatever I can. But I love it. I love playoff football. The drama. The Skins are in it.
This year is so much more exciting because the Skins are in it.
I don't know if it's more exciting or if it completely ruins it. The fact that it's the last game is perfect because I can watch the other three in peace, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
if the Skins
okay.
were the first game and they lost, I can't articulate it. I cannot put into words what I would feel. I am more nervous about tomorrow's game than I am AIDS tests I've taken. Because, like, one of these things you can fix with a pill. If the Skins lose, who knows how intact RG3 will ever be in his career. Who knows how long Morris can put up the
yardage.
They're
going to win. It's going to be fine.
I hope.
You know why I know they're going to win?
They're the only home dog, according to Vegas.
Guess what I bought yesterday.
Oh, no. What did you do to doom us?
At the official Redskins store.
Oh, God, no.
I bought an RG3 cape. It's awesome.
He's going to die on the field tomorrow. And it's all your fault. Does that make you feel a shred of guilt, or are you just happy you own a cape, finally? And why didn't you wear it into the studio? If you're going to do that, and you're going to doom the team because you suddenly bought into them.
No, I've always loved them.
No, but this is the first time you bought product, right?
No, I have tons of Redskins stuff.
Is this the biggest thing you've purchased?
I bought three Redskin things yesterday.
What?
I bought another, like, really cute jersey, and it, like, laces up, like, right in the teat area, as you would say.
Nice. And, like a body wench, you just shove an apple slice in.
Yeah. What? Why? Okay.
You've never
anyways.
Seen that? Like the Oldie Times Cafe? The wenches in their corsets, their jugs spilled out. And then to complement the look, much like you would on the side
they
of a burger.
Some food in there?
Not a food, like a chicken drumstick, although that would be really sexy to me. They put like an apple or orange slice or something like that. Maybe if they want to get provocative, they'll just mash a banana covered in cream down it. And they're like, get what we're doing here? Eh? Eh?
Or they could put some vanilla pudding, some chocolate pudding, and some cherry stuff on top.
That just sounds disgusting.
That's a sanatorium.
No.
Okay.
No one likes
anyway.
That. It's just going to run down throughout their work day.
So yeah, a really cute top like that. I went to Victoria's Secret. They're having a sale.
I know.
Apparently. And I got all this like...
Didn't you get my text?
I got this national sports bra, an Oriole sports bra, and this really cute Redskins tee. And then
both
I got
the teams that completely petered out in the playoffs. You're only proving my point.
Shut up. Why would you say the Nets could overturn it?
You've doomed them already. You already made the purchase, so you
no,
could have at least
I'm
worn
going
it in
to return
studio.
It. I have to return it now.
Can you fix it? Do you think that'll fix it?
Well, I'll tell you why
I'm
I got it.
I'm willing to believe.
I'll tell you why I got it.
Why did you get a Redskins cape? I guess you're going to screw someone like into the Redskins.
No, that would be weird because it says Robert Griffin III on it. And I don't think that's hot. Like, screwing
what
a chick
if the guy, like,
with a name.
Gets
like,
into
on
it,
the...
puts on blackface and like little braids.
You're so stupid.
Why?
Anyways, you can't always do the blackface show.
It's not black. It's for role play. It's not to be racist. I'm not saying you would talk as articulately as RG3 does.
It ends. It's funny after a while. You gotta be more creative.
I'm perfectly creative. Oh, God. My mom's calling. I recognize
hey,
the number.
Hey.
Hold on.
Good, because my chair is on my cord, so I gotta.
Yellow.
Hello.
What?
We'll win as long as Pinchy's there.
Who?
And you're going to say, who's Pinchy?
Yeah.
Do you remember the time?
Hi, Mom, by the way.
Hi, honey. Remember the time you went to my office and I pointed out one of the African-American keepers? You know,
that was racist. Go on. Why was that necessary to the story?
Pinchy, and he was a football player. Anyway, remember Bill Bergman? He gave us the tickets to go to see Paul McCartney.
Yes, I guess I remember Bill Bergman then.
Okay. They're a Bergman's Laundry fame. That's his family. Anyway.
Is that for Arena to recognize? Because he's
an
affluent Jew?
Yeah, Bergman's Laundry. They give away, you know, they clean coats for free every winter season. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Bill has been taking, he told me the other day, Pinchy to the last four games that we've won, or wherever number.
Yes.
And so he's taking Pinchy again.
Good.
As long as he has Pinchy, we win.
Okay.
So he better have Pinchy with him tomorrow.
Well, I guess Arena's absolved then. It's all on Pinchy's
yeah.
black ass.
Thanks, Miss Maria, for saving me.
But I'm wondering if because Bill Bergman revealed the secret to me,
oh no,
no, it's not a problem.
So
now you just know it's
now
fine.
Pinchy can't go.
No, Pinchy better go, and he goes with a lot of warmers, you know, hand warmers and whatever.
Yeah,
is
I'm sure
Pinchy
that place
really
is a wind tunnel
or something.
What?
Why is he called Pinchy? Was he a thalidomide
I don't
baby?
Know the story why he's Pinchy. He's just always been Pinchy, and he loves football, and he was a football player in college. You know, it's his thing.
Okay, well, thank you, Mommy.
Thanks.
Anyway, so Pinchy's got to be there tomorrow with Bill Bergman.
All right.
They'll win. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And should I change my thing where I said Seattle would win? I'm thinking that's not very nice.
Put in the Redskins, then.
Yeah.
Live a little.
All right.
All right. Bye, woman.
Bye.
Pinchy.
Nice plugging, Maria. Where's that?
Bergman's Laundry. Penetrated even my thick skull.
And also, we know where you get the racism from.
And you get the, no, she said African-American.
I'm just kidding.
Apparently Bergman's Laundry will do your coat for free in the wintertime.
Will they sponsor our show?
I would like that. I would like a sponsor. They would listen to one episode. They'd be like, what were we thinking? Pay us back everything
we
gave you.
Come on. You got a Jew on the show.
I guess we could work that.
Anyways. That was
said
nice.
Anyways, like you were taking us somewhere. And then you're like. Anyways, you were the guy that got the basketball and just kind of lobbed it down the court. Like, someone on my team will get that.
You guys, I got it.
Someone's on this. I'll just put it up there. They'll sort it out. I am so nervous. If they lose tomorrow, if the Redskins lose to Seattle.
Don't even think about it. I can't believe your mom picked them over.
She has to pick teams for her office pool. And I'm going to reveal something very big on the air right now. Okay, thank God. Whoever was calling hung up. You made the best decision for the sake of the show, caller. Thank you. I just give her the Vegas picks. And they're the Redskins are the only home team.
She's like, my son used to work at a fancy sports station. He knows what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just go to NFLlocks.com. yeah, they're the only home team picked to lose, man. I don't like it. 3-point margin, which is not even like completely insignificant. Son of a bitch.
Just stop cursing.
No, she keeps calling in. I see the number from my house popping up for 1 second.
Just to take that off the...
That would be great. I used to do that. Just march in and knock it off the hook.
Oops.
Leave me alone. The other three games I'm going to enjoy thoroughly, though. Like, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to watch some Bengals. For whatever reason, I've always liked them ever since I was a kid because they have the little tiger helmet.
Oh, that's...
How can you say no to an animal helmet?
You should be an LC Tigers fan, then.
She's calling.
What was the other things we were going to talk about?
She's not hanging up this time. We're going to talk about Bergman's and Pinchy. Don't make that face at me.
What just happened?
Hello?
We have to clarify something, honey, about Bergman's dry cleaner.
No, we really don't.
No, because you said they will clean your coat for free. No.
No one cares. This show has no audience.
Well, just in case, please, and then I'll get off. They will clean coats that you donate for the homeless.
Well, who cares? They're the homeless. You could coat it in urine and they take it.
John.
What a catch 22.
All the kindness of their hearts, and then it's distributed. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Ms. Rhea.
That was the worst thing ever. I thought the last call was, but... You were right, Arena. I should have told my mother to go to hell.
What?
That's what you said.
What are you
telepathically
talking about?
To me. All right. Our other topics, I read them off. You gave me a dead 25-year-old. We solved that case already.
What do you think of the show How I Met Your Mother?
I've never seen one episode. It looks like utter garbage to me.
I thought so, too, until recently.
Oh, you got hooked? Yeah. Was this like me with New Girl, except New Girl's actually brilliant?
New Girl is terrible.
What's it like to be so wrong in the presence of someone so right?
I don't know. You're looking at that situation.
Did you get that out? Did you finally get that out, Chief?
Words are hard.
Words are hard. My brain not good, none.
Listen, I just got yelled at by an instructor for an hour to keep running, and I could do better.
What was your boxing, by the way? What the hell was this course? Is this like a boxing gym you go to? Is it just
LA
gold
boxing.
Or what? Oh, God, you do LA boxing. Isn't that like $100 a month or some crap?
I got a Groupon.
For what, 1 month to box?
No, it's for classes. It's like for 10 classes.
Okay, so you go there, they scream at you, and how much for 10 classes?
I used
classes?
To do it in Baton Rouge, like for a year.
You did everything down in Louisiana. That's the most mythical land ever, and you come here, and you're just long-suffering as long as you're in the DMV.
Life is terrible
just
here.
Just every 5 seconds. It's, you know what we used to do back in Louisiana?
We had
what?
The best time
tell us,
ever.
Arena. Tell us.
We would drink and have fun and have
obviously,
barbecues.
Those are all outlawed here, by the way.
We had a huge backyard.
What was it? A bar buck hue? You said?
What?
A bar buck hue? What is this? We don't have them here.
Yeah, obviously no one here wants to have fun or have people over.
Well, that's true, but it's by choice. Legally, you can still do it.
People in the South are just more fun and open. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah, like everyone just comes and does stuff. Like all our neighbors would come over, like old, young, whatever. And it was more fun.
That's true.
It was more fun.
Despite being stupid and not having many beliefs I agree with, the Southerners are nicer.
Oh, you're so smart and so full of beliefs.
I am full of beliefs.
And your life is so content then.
My life's horrible. You got me on that one. But I do have the intelligence.
Southern people go to church like all the time.
That is not a sign of much upstairs.
I just mean, you said they don't have beliefs.
No. I don't agree with their beliefs.
Okay.
The church thing would be one of them. The ownership of other human beings another.
Okay. Really, John?
What?
Didn't the Greeks like enslave the Romans?
No, it was the other way around. My people were oppressed.
I'm sure the Greeks enslaved somebody at some point.
No, we're totally free of anything in our history, other than all the butt rape with the little kids.
Then that's what you're paying for now.
Okay.
I don't know. What are other topics, Jonathan?
Well, I was told you had a bevy. I can go through what I brought to the show.
Why don't you just skip to the next one you want to go to? We're so professional here.
I want to talk about the abused celebs that have recently been popping up then. And I want to talk about abuse.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, like Rihanna and that guy?
There's two cases. Rihanna taking back Chris Brown.
They're back together?
Yes, like fully. Like
officially.
Officially, she is tweeting and Instagramming pictures of them together in bed. Like, not penetration pictures, but, like, he's just lying there.
That's so stupid. Like, we don't need to see that.
Looking like the cheese-headed tattooed retard that he is.
You know, she did say, she did tell Oprah a couple months ago that he would always be the love of her life.
She's an idiot, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, she's, what, 17?
No, she was 17 when that, like, Ponda Replay song got big. So she's your age now, like 23, 24.
I think she's like 21.
Well, I'll look it up. I'm going to put money on 23. And by money, I mean a handshake. Do you want to look it up or should I?
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
She's
older than 21. Like, she's old enough and she's seen enough to know that she's an idiot for doing this. But I just don't think she's that smart. Like, I've actually gone to her Twitter profile and she tweets like horoscopes and crap like that.
I don't think she ever went to school.
It wouldn't shock me.
She's from Barbados. I don't think, like...
Who's the racist now, Arena?
Okay, I just
They don't
mean,
have school in Barbados.
I don't think they have, like, as much, like, emphasis on going to school as we do here.
I think you can be whatever you want wherever you are. But okay. I just believe in humanity and I don't see color.
What's up with, like, all these, like, Caribbean pop stars? Like, Nicki Minaj is from Trinidad.
You've named two people.
Okay, they're huge. They're two huge people.
If you want to talk about an invasion of our arts, what is it with all the British actors that put on the creepy American voice?
I was thinking about that today.
You don't know they're British until you see something they did in 2003 on Netflix. And you're like, I know that guy. Why does he sound like this?
And what's her name? Amy Adams? Or Borat's wife?
Oh, Isla Fisher.
Yeah, she's British and she always plays Americans.
Is she British? I thought
she's British.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe she's Australian.
I thought she was an Aussie, yeah.
And she's one of those, but she's always playing an American and I don't know.
I don't like it. Like, we don't have enough starving artists in Hollywood. Have you ever been there?
Well, you know, I've been working on my Australian accent.
What's an accent? Is that you after doing boxing and not bathing?
I can't even right now. Okay, face.
And scene.
I was thinking, what if I got really good at it and then I went to Australia and I faked being one of them?
I don't think it works that way. The whole reason they can do ours, I'll tell you why. The whole reason they can do ours, they grow up watching our TV from day one.
You're right.
That's it. Over there, they've been watching Different Strokes since 1985 or whenever the hell that came out.
And Saved by the Bell, duh.
And Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Yeah, all that junk in all of our movies. They hear our dumb accents 24/7. And really, outside of Crocodile Dundee, when did they ever penetrate our market?
My friend lived in Brisbane, Australia for a little while. Adelaide. And when she went over there, everyone over there thought that everyone here was like the Jerry Springer show because they had the Jerry Springer show down in Adelaide.
We're all dumb. I mean, we can only process what we've seen in the media unless we've been there. And even then, you've only seen one small chunk.
When I met them, they would all be like, oh, say, it's my hot body. I do what I want.
That's South Park. I am not falling for that.
Whatever.
I'm 13. I roll with gangs.
It's the year of my hot body.
Oh, God. But that's really what it is. And we just haven't been exposed to it, especially at a young enough age, because I really don't know what the defect is in the human brain. But we can pick up languages like that until we're about 3 or 4. And then it just gets really hard, really fast. And you can't make the sounds anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my first language was Russian.
Yeah.
I didn't speak English till I was 5.
So that explains it.
That explains why I'm always at a loss for words.
That explains it.
See, you always blamed it on my college stoner days, but now you know the truth.
Why don't you say something in Russian?
Shadohoshta Piaskazala.
That was great.
You've never heard me speak Russian, have you?
No, why would I?
I don't know, because sometimes
comrade.
I have to make spy calls around the corner.
I've never heard you. Maybe that can be our shtick. You could do that. Remember how Mila Kunis talked in her godless tongue on some press junket?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and every guy on the internet was like, that's the hottest thing ever.
Okay.
Maybe you can talk in that crap every so often and everyone will just whack one out. They'll have to be really quick, though, because I barely take a breather on this show. I'll just be like mid-stroke. I'll be like, Now, coming up next. Ah! I lost it.
So, John, что у нас потом? Мы будем говорить про...
Oh, no. What did you tell me to do myself?
Now you're going to listen because I spoke Russian.
What did you say?
What is on our agenda?
I wanted to talk about the abused women because I...
Oh, yeah. So we were there and then because I'm ADD, we left
It's fine.
There.
It's fine. We're both ADD. The show's just going to go where it goes and I'm cool with that. We don't have an anchor anymore.
Where's our handler?
I don't know. We got to get a new one. I don't know where Howard went.
I texted him that I missed him before the show in hopes that he would come to the studio.
No, I think Howard's just off doing God knows what with his life. I really
I'm
don't
scared.
Know.
Scared.
I'm scared, too.
He invited me over a couple weeks ago, but then I was like, oh, no.
You're
I
like,
oh,
I'm sorry,
out.
I don't have weed. And then the text stopped coming.
No. He said, I wanted to go out, and he said he was going to bed, so I was like, I'm going to go out. So he's good, I guess.
Okay.
He's doing things.
I'm happy to hear that. I saw him on New Year's. He seemed fine.
Oh, good.
Yes, indeed.
I wish he would call into the show if he was listening.
He's not.
Do you think he's like listening, like laces out Dan Marino right now?
Really? And he's tucked it already? And he's assumed the...
No, I mean, like, he's all like, I'm going to kill them.
That's what I'm saying. He's become Finkel. Okay. Getting back to the abused women, you've mm-hmm. got Rihanna, who's taking back Chris Brown, who just pounded her within an inch of her life. And I don't mean that like in the sexy sense. He beat the S out of her face.
In case anyone forgot.
Yeah.
That was like 4 years ago.
It doesn't
Forgive
matter.
Forget, John.
No.
I'm kidding. Who else is on that list? Like who?
Well, just the recent example. Sophia,
that's just one pop star.
I know. But we're using them as, I'm not saying they're the norm. I just want to throw them out there as an example.
Okay.
Sophia Vergara, I believe the name is. I forget how you pronounce her. I just call her Latin Tits McGillicuddy.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so effing sexy.
You know she's like 40-something.
I don't, she could be 90.
That's what I'm saying.
She could
like
be 90
hot.
And drink my life force as long as I get to touch those.
Is
I don't,
that why she does all those CoverGirl commercials?
I suppose, yeah. She's like 42
no,
or
I meant
40
she's
or
battered.
44. Oh, so it's I.
You're slow. You're not good with words. What was your first language? Poop. I don't know.
Wow, you surrendered the high ground pretty quickly there.
I really try to burn, and then yeah, exactly. You give me a little, and I like
that
just run with it.
Abused woman for CoverGirl. That is really funny, though.
What,
I like that.
What's going on with her?
She got into it with her boyfriend on New Year's Eve, where apparently
That's
she was taking a picture with a fan, and he flipped the hell out and started screeching at her and had to be pulled off her by security. And, like, in the process, he ripped her dress. Now, it's not like her big jugs then tumbled out.
Where did you read that?
What would Tyler Durden do or Superficial, one of my
That's not right.
very intelligent sites that I'm into? That's what they said.
That's not what actually happened.
What happened then?
He got into it with some guy, and they left. Her dress was just designed that way. They like he got kicked out because he was being a jerk and he was like trying to fight with some guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they made her leave. Her dress was just designed that way.
I want to see this dress. I haven't even seen it.
You read the article. You didn't see the dress.
They
what
didn't
did you...
post a picture of the dress. I would have stared.
You really just saw the headline and then made this up in
I
your head.
I read the whole thing. I read the whole thing and that's how it went. What I'm putting out there, Arena, have you ever known anyone who was in like an abusive relationship or have you ever been in one? And why is it so many of these women? Like,
I would never put up with that, like ever.
What's weird is I have a friend. I'm not going to mention any names. I have a friend who is literally one of the least likely people you'd think to take any S. Like she is a ballsy little bitch. I love her. And she revealed to me after all was said and done, the guy she was with, who seemed very mild-mannered, by the way, was a very meek little thing.
That sounds like a case scenario.
Yeah,
like,
got physically abusive with her, and she put up with it for like 6 months. It wasn't like over the top, like pounding the face in abuse, but it was like throwing you around.
I did know a couple, and he was that way, and I love that girl. I think they may have gone back together, and our friends saw them, like him try something with her.
Mm-hmm.
On one holiday a couple years ago, and my friend beat the crap out of him. And
really?
Nobody would tell me why at first.
I would like to do that. Like, who was it on Walking Dead that nutted up and did that to the wife
of
the bald cancer lady?
Yeah, not the sheriff.
Jewish sheriff.
Yeah, the one that I want to stoop.
Shane and Rick. Was it Shane?
I haven't seen that show in a couple months. I already forgot.
Shane gets pissed because he can't lay Lori, and then he goes up to the abusive guy who's beating up Baldy McGray and just lays into him and pounds
him within an inch
of his life.
I was so happy when he got eaten by zombies.
I even forgot. I just knew he was dead, no longer with us on the show.
He was all, like, bruised up, and he was in the tent.
Oh, so
the zombies come, like...
He was already shamefully beaten.
He's, like, the zombies are, like, scratching at the tent, and he's like, I told you, I want to be left alone.
Leave me alone, Shane. Don't beat me twice.
No, he was talking about the people, and then he, like, the zombies kept scratching, and he unzips, and then they eat him.
Really?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
He was all beaten. He must have been, like, human veal.
They're like, oh, tender.
So beaten to... A nice sweet pulp. But
yeah,
I don't get it. It's so fascinating to me that it's such a visceral, non-logical thing to take these guys back. Because a lot of times these women who are beaten, and this is just weird that I think about these things. You know what I mean? Normally, what is my brain? Video games, kittens, and porn. In no particular order. But it's so strange. And tell me, maybe this makes sense to you. It doesn't to me. A lot of times you see a woman who's beaten and the belief is she's very downtrodden. Maybe she doesn't even have the money to get away. It's just maybe a trailer park scenario. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
She's taken it and she really doesn't have any options and she has S self-esteem and whatever. It's so weird that someone who's just like literally at the top of world fame, not even our own fame. Rihanna is an international name and she's still taken back a guy that very publicly beat her and like shamed her, put her within an inch of her life. I mean, like a few more hits, that chick ain't getting up from that.
I can't believe he still makes music and people still buy his music. That's what
it took a couple years. Like,
I can't listen. If a song of his comes on, I can't listen to it. I can't support that at all.
I just feel like fine until I start beating along to the rhythm on my dashboard. Then I'm like, wait a minute, where was that taking me? It's a very bad place.
That's actually pretty funny.
I'm glad at 42 minutes in, that was the first laugh.
The first one.
It's so, I don't remember a modern backlash like the one he got, where people were like, do not touch his crap. He was screwed for years, and yet somehow he kept plugging away. And the guy shows zero repent.
Yeah.
I think that's what really pisses me off. Where it's just like, oh, man, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just trying to keep it positive.
I think I'd feel better if, like, Jay-Z just, like, fucking, like, tore him up. Bucket tore him up. Yeah.
You said nothing. You mentioned puck. We all miss hockey.
I miss hockey so much. It makes me have the Tourette's.
I don't know if Jay-Z could beat up anyone, by the way. Jay-Z is actually about 48.
Is he really?
Maybe 52.
No, he's not.
Jay-Z's old. I don't think Jay-Z was ever an intimidating guy
to
begin
35.
With.
He's 35.
It was kind of like when you would hear Biggie rap about beating people up. You're like, really, you tubby SOB? There's no way Jay-Z's under 40. I want to say he's like 44.
Well, like you were saying, you think it's like a money issue maybe. But well, then you have like the friends who have good jobs and they still will put up with it. I think it's, you know, definitely a self-esteem thing. But then I was actually thinking about that because you were talking about how your brother goes to strip clubs because he has no self-esteem. And I was like,
I have no self-esteem and it just manifests in different ways.
What is
that's
the self-esteem
thing?
I don't think in Russia, like you don't, self-esteem is not even a real thing. Like I never
grew
up.
That's what everyone says. They're like, the concept of self-loathing doesn't even exist outside of the Western world.
Yeah, it's like, what? You just move on with your life. You got to go to work. Like you're not going to sit at home and stay in bed and cry about it. Yeah. Oh, depression.
You
like,
tell a guy in the rainforest, you know, I don't like myself. They're like, what? Let's go put these quills into a frog and then I'm going to shoot a beast with it.
We got to eat,
that's what we're going to eat for the week.
We got stuff to do. It's like, you have things to do. You got to go do that. Like, yeah, you want to feel bad about yourself. Like, sorry. I don't know. That's really mean. I should retract
it's
a little.
It's funny to me just how little on a logical level that exists. That a woman at literally the pinnacle of any sort of entertainment success, because she's completely crossed over. She is not known just for movies. If you want to call Battleship acting, sure. She's an actress as well. But you can put her face anywhere. People recognize it. And she takes back this lumpy piece of ass that wailed on her, who certainly has a career that's nothing compared to hers. Not that he hasn't achieved a lot. He did pretty well for himself, but it's embarrassing. it's weird that someone cannot logically just lay down the gauntlet and be like, this person's bad for me. I'm not. The fact that I'm not talking to them because they beat the holy hell out of me is not going to be processed by my brain as like, ooh, they're the bad boy, or ooh, I want what I can't have.
Oh,
it's just they need to be gone. Like, someone doesn't go in for cancer therapy and go into remission, and they're like, God, I really miss that cancer.
It's really weird with her, though, because the rumor was that she gave him herpes.
That's what I heard, too.
I wonder what really happened in that car that night.
I mean, I can tell you part of it. She was beaten nearly to death.
Okay, yeah, but before that.
I don't know if there's a thing a woman could do to me to get me to beat her that savagely.
I'm not saying she did anything. I just want to know what happened.
Oh, you want fly on the wall stuff.
Yeah, I want to know, like, is he just nuts and he just went off?
I believe so. Have you seen him in action? He, like, they asked him about it,
yeah,
what, a
Brown
month
and I
later?
Yeah, Chris hang out all the time. Have I seen him
exactly.
in action?
Exactly, you and Howard. Get Chris on the show sometime. I think it could do something for our numbers.
Yeah, okay.
He was on the Today Show, I want to say, a month after the incident. It was maybe his first appearance afterwards to smooth it out. So let's say 3 months, because I doubt 1 month in, they're like, hey, the waters have calmed down. Let's
this
put
is
him
America.
Out
probably that might have happened.
You're right. It was 72 hours later. Like, let's fix this. Well, it's the same thing with Sandy Hook or whatever. They're
yeah,
like,
I was just about to say.
12 hours later, it's like, how do we get over this and end the mourning? It's like, you mourn for a little more than that. How's that?
I was in my elevator at work, and they have a TV in there, mm-hmm. so they always have little news flashes, and it was like, to donate money for the Sandy Hook people, here you go. And I was like, for what? I guess everyone that there's not medical bills. Well,
black jackets for the little kids. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I guess I'll pay for that.
But he was
no, I don't want to joke about that.
You're like, too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Give me another week and dead kids. Hilarious. But till then.
Oh.
He goes on, I want to say, Good Morning America or Today or just one of those morning pieces of crap. And they ask him about it and he gets so pissed. He pretty much stews while on the set, gets off stage and then lobs a window or a chair through the window.
Oh, yeah, he destroys the Today set.
The guy is a maniac. And what pisses me off all the more is I've seen him naked, not personally. He would always wear a towel when we were doing things with each other in a sexual way. But, he quote unquote leaked this one nude and the guy's down to his knee. Why would God just do that? There's proof there is nothing out there because if
now I know why she took him back.
If sweetness, yeah, earned you a nice big prick, I would, it might be even smaller. I don't know. But he would be like a thimble. And instead, he has a livestock member. And he wasn't even fully out. That was the worst. It's the worst when a guy just shames you and it looks like that's just him rolling out of the shower.
That's just wrong.
He looked like he had just plumped just the slightest bit to be camera ready, but it certainly wasn't anything you could fly a flag
on. Can we talk less about Chris Brown's hog?
Why? Why? Don't you want to take that across the finish line?
I want to take
seven
that across
minutes,
your face.
Chris Brown's hog, and then we're free.
No. No. I hate
do you have
him.
Any? I mean, do you have any insight into that as a woman?
Have you even had
a guy lash out at you like that? And were you good enough to be like, just get the hell out?
I did have a boyfriend where we got in a fight once, and he should not have been driving, and we were parked actually, and we just left one of those music festivals. I don't know. We got in a fight because he was jealous.
Coachella, Lilith.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was a Lilith fair. He was
he
was really angry drunk after Lilith fair. But we got in a fight and we were both really drunk because we were at a music festival all day. And
so
when
was
I went
it two
to go,
drunks fighting to see who would drive home?
No.
I only had 8 shots.
I'm not going to tell the story.
No, please do.
Nope.
Please.
Nope, you lost your privilege.
No, come on.
Nope.
Come on. Please. I'll be good.
I don't know.
Please.
I don't know.
There's a lot of dead air here, please.
When I was getting out of the car, oh, you're not going to comment on anything?
No. Just start yapping.
When I was getting out of the car, he backed up a little and he did it slightly, but I tripped on something because I was drunk and fell on my ass. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't hurt or anything. He probably went a mile, an hour, and because I just tripped on something. We were both being stupid and I got so mad at him.
Wait a minute.
And I called
you
his sister.
You fell out of the car? and then he tried to like back over you? Like what was going on here exactly?
I opened the door and I was getting out, and then he was, before I like really got out, I like.
Well, that doesn't sound like violence though. He just sounds like he was really drunk.
Backed up like to be a dick. Like he was trying to be like, F you. But he never touched me. He never put his hands on me. And I called his sister. And then like the next, he felt so bad about that, like for forever. Wow, I sound like an abused wife.
You're like, you don't understand what I did to make him do that.
No, I didn't do anything. I was really mad at him for being stupid and starting to fight with me over nothing. I think he thought I was like trying to talk to some dude because he was really drunk. And
so you were texting in a car.
No.
This sounds familiar.
Before we left, we didn't leave the festival like on good terms. He ran off.
Oh, God.
And then I had to run after him.
I have so had fights at concerts. I cannot get through a concert without fighting with my chick whenever I go to a concert. I don't know why they always wind up that way. It's always this pissy ride home with my ears ringing. And I'm just like, I hate you. I hate your music. But, okay, so you guys got into it at the concert. You both tumble into this car drunk. And then when he drops you off, like, as a tee-hee, ha-ha.
No.
He kind of pretends
We weren't even going anywhere. We were just sitting in the car. We actually called a cab because we were both so S-faced. But we were sitting there, and he just that's what happened. We were like, I was like, well, you know, whatever. Like, F you, I'm getting out of this car. Like, and then to be a jerk or whatever reason. I don't know why he did it now. Like, we've been broken up for a few years.
It's one of those things you think is funny at the time, and if it went even this much wrong, someone would have died.
You're right. I don't think he did it to be funny, John.
No, it was one time I was walking through the woods and two friends of mine were smoking pot at the top of the hill, and they took a rock the size of a baseball and just threw it at my head.
Yes.
It missed my head by 6 inches. Like, I hear it whistling by and like cracking a tree behind me, like
what?
A little sapling. And because it missed, we're all like, ha, 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 that was damn hilarious. I could have been dead.
That is hilarious.
I could have had my temple caved in like that.
And
I'd
like
be
an SVU episode.
I'd be hosting the show like this. But because it didn't, we're all here laughing about it.
Can I tell you about an SVU episode I saw?
Sure, we got a couple seconds left.
It was the premise is not funny. It was like that show is ridiculous, but it's really funny to make fun of. There was like it was this guy who started a child porn star ring.
Oh, hilarious.
That's
a real knee slapper.
The girl that he used, she grew up, and all these fans were.
Was
like
she sexy when
her.
She was older too?
Anyways,
okay.
So she, this guy broke into her apartment and was like in a mask. He was nuts, like obviously a crazy person.
Oh, really? The hell you say?
And your commentary is so good on this. play by play over here.
That dude crazy.
So this girl was tied up in her apartment, and her boyfriend like couldn't find her for 2 days, so he finally came and unlocked the door, and whatever. It was a crazy episode. This guy was like about to attack her, but just ran out and hit her boyfriend, and like he was in his underwear, and she was like tied up to a chair, like in clothes, not in clothes, in her underwear.
Okay.
So obviously bad things had happened,
but
there was all these blue pills on the floor, and then Mariska Hargitay, like back at the station, goes, and then they found Viagra there, a perp on Viagra. It's a good thing her boyfriend got there when he did, because a perp on Viagra could have raped her for hours.
Did you tell me that on air last time or like between shows last time? This is definitely the second time I've heard this.
I did tell you between shows last time. I had to work it in.
I'm glad that of all things is what stuck with you.
I had to just say it. I had to say it seriously and I messed it up.
Well, Arena, we've had another lovely episode where I think we both educated and entertained.
We really just made some people really disgusted.
If you want to relive this, and why wouldn't you? InPapasBasement.com is going to have this recording at some point during the week. This might be the Thursday episode, might be the Monday episode. Just go to the website. You'll find out the hard way. Also got my writing there and all the links you need to get in touch with us. Easiest way to get me, John Papagiorgio, is at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I do a lot on there, so if you do anything with Twitter, get on there and follow. Over here, Arena, she's at Girl Knows Sports, and if you
follow
do Twitter,
me if you want to be offended.
Follow her. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.